Swimmers on Sage Beach are pulling on black wetsuits and colorful caps this morning. They're about to swim different distances in Sitka Sound, 1, 3, 6, or 10 kilometers. But for all of them, the hardest part about this race might be the very beginning.
It's really, really, really cold. For the beginning part of it, it hurts a lot.
That's Porter Bastian. The cold he's talking about is from snowmelt that flows down Indian River into this very section of the sound. It's about 55 degrees. Porter's strategy?
I'm probably just going to stick my face in the water and sprint so that I can get used to the cold and my face will get numb.
Porter is 10, which makes him the youngest swimmer this morning. Porter is from Sitka, so he knows what to expect, not just temperatures, but also the marine life. At last year's race,
the main thing I saw was a salmon. I think it was a salmon. And we saw sea lions swimming under me. That was pretty cool.
Sea lions, salmon, starfish, crabs, the swimmers can see it all, especially if they're in for many hours. If you do one of the longer races, you're required to have a kayaker accompany you for safety. One of those kayaker swimmer pairs for the 3K race is Christina Miller and Lisa Andrews. At 9:30 a.m., they drag their kayak in.
Out you go, nice and slow.
Andrews, the swimmer, is from Australia. She's not happy about this cold.
It is freezing.
Miller tells her to keep adjusting and climbs into the kayak.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's happening. You ready for this? Go, swimmer, go.
The swimmers and kayakers line up at an orange buoy. At 9:45, the race organizer Kevin Knox gets onto the loudspeaker.
Okay, swimmers, arms up, big cheers. Take your mark.
And they're off. Over the next few hours, swimmers return from the water to cheering families and hot coffee. By 11:40, there are just 3 swimmers left in the water. A volunteer doctor stands on the shoreline with her binoculars. She's keeping tabs.
And where's our other swimmer? There they are.
She spots the swimmer, the kayaker, and then something else.
A sea lion right next to that swimmer. See? You see him? Huge, big, old, fat sea lion. Swimmer's keeping going. Usually they're just curious and they pop their heads up to see what on earth is going on.
A change your latitude race would not be complete without the company of sea lions. It eventually retreats, and soon one of the last swimmers comes out of the water. It's Rainey Pierce. She's been in for nearly 4 hours for the 10K, and she's not wearing a wetsuit.
Oh my gosh, like a mill pond.
Yeah. That's right. Pierce says it's as warm as a mill pond here. I ask her how she feels.
Oh, like heaven. It's the best swim I've had in a long time.
Pierce has a lot to compare this to. She's traveled the world without a wetsuit for races in colder
China,
waters.
Russia, Siberia, Patagonia.
Alaska is her 49th state to swim in. And when I ask her why the obsession, she says,
I'm a over 50 overweight housewife, and I have gotten to travel around the world because of swimming. How cool is that?
The rest of the swimmers think it's pretty cool too. At the awards ceremony, Pierce gets a big cheer. And Porter, that youngest swimmer, also gets a round of applause. Porter swam 1 kilometer in less than 12 minutes, and he says he'll be back next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Sarah Gibson.